Page 72. OMG, what is happening to the English language?
Text messaging is a 21st century phenomenon that has changed how we express ourselves. Some people claim that electronic communication has influenced the English language in a negative way. People are becoming lazy and can't spell correctly anymore. Two Y's U R, two Y's U B, I C U R, two Y's for me. The above text was found in a high school yearbook from the 1980s. We all recognise the idea of typing U instead of U, Y-O-U, when we send a text to a friend. It's quicker and it doesn't take up as much space. At the time, it was probably written to be funny and clever, not because it was shorter to spell out. These kinds of rebuses or word plays can be traced all the way back to the 19th century. Many abbreviations we use today are evidently not new. However, they are no longer only used for fun, but for practical reasons. There is, however, a popular belief that kids today are inventing and using incorrect English when they communicate electronically. Many articles have been written on how text messaging is ruining young people's vocabulary and grammar. They can't spell. They're incapable of using standard words and so on. Pretty tiring, and also false, according to acclaimed British linguist David Crystal. David Crystal has written over 100 books and even more articles on language. He is a diligent linguist fascinated by the English language, and one thing is certain, the man knows what he's talking about. Crystal believes that texting is a new form of expression that has combined elements of writing and speaking to fit its purpose. That's why it doesn't always follow the rules of standard English. He calls the new form of language text speak. The limited amount of space in a message, 160 characters, forces us to become creative. That involves abbreviations. LOL equals laughing out loud. Omitting letters, THNX equals thanks. Rebus-like creations, today equals today, before equals before, and smileys. We are thus adapting our language to fit the medium. We reconstruct to save space and time. Crystal disagrees with the idea that the electronic revolution is making young people illiterate. He maintains that it's the other way around. It can actually improve our writing skills. With the emergence of the internet, there is more text out there than ever before. All of a sudden, we write emails and text messages on an hourly basis. It is quite unfair that kids today are accused of not being able to spell due to all the texting they are doing, when in fact, 80% of all texts are sent by adults. But are we worse at spelling today because of all the speedy messaging? Crystal's strongest argument is that people wouldn't be able to text and use irregular forms of language if they didn't know what the correct standard English word was in the first place. No one can understand before if they don't know the word before. Even if grammatical rules are being broken in texting, the message still needs to make sense. If no one understands it, it is pointless. The question is whether abbreviations like LOL, OMG, L8R will stay with us in the future, or if they will go out of fashion. Maybe the abbreviations will eventually be assigned as correct standard English. Or maybe we will look back on the many smileys and abbreviations we used and consider them as foreign as hieroglyphics. Psst! Did you understand the poem at the beginning? If not, here is a translation in standard English. To wise you are, to wise you be. I see you are too wise for me.